Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today we will talk about what you will get, a part two from yesterday. Jeremiah 45:5. And do you seek great things for yourself? Do not seek them, for behold, I will bring adversity on all flesh, says the Lord, but I will give your life to you as a prize in all places wherever you go. This is the firm and immovable secret of the Lord to those who trust him. I will give your life to you. What more does a man want than his life? It is the essential thing. Your life as a prize means that wherever you may go, even if it is into hell, you will come out with your life and nothing can harm it. So many of us are caught up in exhibiting things for others to see, not showing off property and possessions, but our blessings. All these things that we so proudly show have to go, but there is something greater that can never go, the life that is hidden with Christ and God. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ and God. Are you prepared to let God take you into total oneness with him, himself, paying no more attention to what you call the great things of life? Are you prepared to surrender totally and let go? The true test of abandonment or surrender is in refusing to say, well, what about this? Beware of your own ideas and speculations. The moment you allow yourself to think, what about this? You show that you have not surrendered and that you do not really trust God. But once you do surrender, you will no longer think about what God is going to do. Abandonment means to refuse yourself the luxury of asking any questions. If you totally abandon yourself to God, he immediately says to you, I will give your life to you as a prize. The reason people are tired of life is that God has not given them anything. They have not been given their life as a prize. The way to get out of that condition is to abandon yourself to God. And once you get to that point of total surrender to him, you will be the most surprised and delighted person on earth. God will have you absolutely without any limitations, and he will have given you your life. If you are not there, it is either because of disobedience in your life or your refusal to be simple enough. Let's live in abandon. Let's live with abandon. Leaving all else behind but Christ. Just as the disciples did. They left everything behind. Everything. Careers, their families. Let us seek that oneness with God. Expecting nothing in return but fellowship with him. And watch the change that happens in our lives. Watch the revival that happens in our own hearts.